And all the while, there would be an inexorable atavistic drumming. It was very, very stimulating, very exciting. It was a magnificent spectacle. And the demonstration would reach its climax with the appearance of the head coach of the team, Forrest Evashevsky.
Forrest Evashevsky.
Now, there's a name that has substance. It has quality. It has fullness. It's not like Joe Frank, you know? A name like Forrest Evashevsky, you know the person's going to go far in life, that he can't help but succeed. Forrest Evashevsky. And when he stepped forward onto the speaker's rostrum, the thousands who had been singing and screaming their lungs out, who were drunk with power and with Falstaff beer, would become absolutely silent. And they'd gaze up at this great coach with respect, with awe, bordering on reverence. And then in a fanatical oratorical address, reaching back into the roots of our atavistic primitive past, he'd call upon the heavens, the Father, the Son, lesser deities, the Holy Ghost, the pull of the blood, the ancestral soil, anything he could think of for victory. And during this speech, tears would be running down the cheeks of all those assembled, as if the destiny of the community, as if the fruitfulness of the crops, the fertility of the women, the very well-being of the community depended on the outcome of the game.